Okay, let's unpack this. When most businesses go looking for a staffing partner, they tend to fixate on, two really simple things.
The usual suspects, right?
Exactly. Who has the lowest hourly rate, or who can promise the most available bodies?
Mm-hmm.
But our deep dive into the source material, it makes it abundantly clear that for high-volume, modern warehouses and distribution centers, that whole comparison is just, it's completely meaningless.
It misses the core driver of value entirely. I mean, we're talking about an operational environment here.
A very specific one.
A very specific one, defined by constant high turnover, really strict production targets, and these wildly unpredictable volume swings.
Yeah.
So in that context, what are warehouse leaders really seeking? It's not cheap labor, it's fundamental stability.
Right. The real goal is achieving predictable operational continuity. It's about having a labor partnership that doesn't just fill holes, but actively maintains the performance tempo of the facility, day in and day out.
Precisely. And this deep dive is our shortcut to understanding the structured, performance-focused framework that warehouse leaders really need to use. We're moving past that superficial comparison of cost and volume.
It's diving into what?
Diving into a framework built entirely on measurable operational benchmarks. These are the indicators that truly reveal whether an agency can genuinely support a continuous high-speed flow.
Okay, so let's start with the daily reality on the floor, because the sources are just full of anecdotes about these productivity killers.
Mm-hmm.
When we look at what warehouse supervisors are fighting against every single morning, it's not about finding staff, is it? It's about eliminating the operational chaos caused by staff inconsistency.
That chaos is the biggest cost center. It really is. We're talking about solving volatility in real time.
Okay, give me an example.
Well, think about peak season. Labor volatility is just brutal. Volume swings are never gradual. A single large retail order can increase the workload by tens of thousands of units overnight.
Overnight, wow.
Yeah, and if your labor partner doesn't scale with precision, your entire outbound supply chain is instantly bottlenecked.
And it's not just the sheer volume, it's the attendance discipline that causes those ripple effects, right?
Absolutely. The seemingly small issue of attendance inconsistency is a huge productivity killer. A supervisor might start the day expecting 100 temporary workers.
Right.
But if 10 call out last minute, or worse, just don't show up, the supervisor spends the crucial first hour of the shift just reshuffling every single line.
And that lost hour.
That lost hour of throughput affects the entire day's numbers.
And if those workers don't even stick around, all that effort put into training is just, it's wasted.
It is. The sources call it turnover destabilization. If temporary workers are leaving after just two or three shifts, the supervisor is forced to restart the training cycle. Again and again and again.
That's a huge time sink.
It consumes management time, it slows down the veteran employees who are mentoring them, and it just completely compromises long-term output.
What about the need for specific skills? I know warehouses aren't just one-size-fits-all role.
Oh, that's critical. Limited cross-trained staff means supervisors lose all flexibility when demand shifts suddenly, say from receiving to returns processing.
And specialized roles.
That's another major problem. The sources highlight the delays in filling specialized roles. We're talking about forklift drivers, clamp operators, the people who run the critical equipment.
And if those fills are slow.
It creates bottlenecks, both upstream in staging and downstream in loading. The whole system just grinds to a halt.
And compounding all of this is what the sources call poor communication from the staffing partner.
Think about it. Warehouses operate 24/7. They need accurate, real-time information about worker availability, arrival times, shift changes at 4 in the morning.
Or at night, yeah.
Exactly. If that communication is faulty or slow, planning shifts effectively turns into absolute guesswork. And that is the definition of operational instability.
So if volatility is this constant killer, what measurable standard can an operator even demand to force some stability, some predictability?
That's where the sources introduce this really clear, structured evaluation tool, the Warehouse Productivity Benchmark Framework.
And this is about accountability.
It's fundamentally about accountability.
But wait, operators have been running warehouses for decades. Why do we need some kind of formalized framework now? Isn't vetting a few references enough?
Because the old methods don't track what truly matters anymore. The operational pressure has increased exponentially. Hmm. Vetting references tells you if an agency can deliver staff.
Okay.
This framework evaluates if the agency can maintain performance tempo. It forces agencies to be evaluated based on measurable, outcome-based benchmarks that reflect real output, not just headcount.
So you're saying that the strength of the staffing partners should be immediately visible in the warehouse's core metrics, like cost per unit or total throughput?
Precisely. These benchmarks reveal the operational maturity of an agency. It moves the entire procurement conversation away from how many people can you send to how reliably can your internal processes support my production cadence, especially under pressure.
Okay, this framework is the meat of our deep dive. We've distilled 7 core operational indicators that really define what success looks like on the floor. Let's dig in, starting with the speed of response.
That's benchmark number 1, time to fill stability. And we're not talking about filling a role sometime this week.
No vague promises.
Exactly. The sources stress that agencies must deploy qualified workers within defined time windows, both for planned absences and unplanned gaps. If the required fill time is 4 hours, they must meet 4 hours consistently. That predictability is critical.
Okay, next up, the sources call this the overlooked metric, the shift continuity rate. Why is this so much more important than just time to fill?
Because productivity just collapses midday if a large portion of your workforce fails to complete their shift.
Ah, I see.
An agency might get 100 people in the door, but if 15 leave early because of poor fit or lack of support, the line is shorthanded anyway.
So what do high-performing agencies do differently?
They actively manage this. They use reliable worker communication, pre-shift confirmations, and day of oversight to make sure workers stay and finish the scheduled assignment.
That makes perfect sense. Staying the whole shift is just as important as showing up. Okay, third is the direct measure of quality, throughput impact.
This is where labor quality meets the operational metrics. We're looking at things like picking accuracy, packing speed, carton quality.
Right, the actual output.
The actual output. If a supervisor has to spend significant time constantly fixing errors made by temporary staff mislabeled boxes, improper packaging, that agency is hurting throughput, not helping.
Next on the list is safety, and that's a cost issue as much as a liability issue. Safety protocol adherence.
Oh, absolutely. Preventing accidents is foundational to maintaining operational flow. Workers have to respect equipment safety zones.
Which is hard if you're new to the building.
Very hard. They have to maintain situational awareness, follow the rules. A single preventable injury costs far more than any savings on an hourly rate.
Let's talk about growth, scalability, and surge readiness. How is this different from just sending more people?
It's different because it demands precision at scale. Agencies must scale coverage during peak seasons without compromising quality. You can't just flood the floor with uncraned bodies.
You have to maintain the standards.
You have to deliver performance at 3 times the standard volume while keeping the same picking accuracy and safety standards. That's the test.
And tied directly to that is attendance and no-show management.
This one highlights the agency's internal discipline. High-performing agencies use strict communication protocols. They have real-time contingency plans to manage no-shows proactively.
So they're not just passing the problem along.
Exactly. They are calling backups before the shift starts, minimizing that scramble on the warehouse floor. If the agency just tells the supervisor about the no-shows at 6 a.m., they are failing this benchmark, period.
And finally, number 7, worker training precision. This gets back to that ramp-up time you mentioned.
No.
Yes. This is crucial for reducing labor waste. Agencies that prepare workers before they arrive on critical topics. That's where you see the value.
What kind of topics?
Basic proficiency with RF scanners, how to handle different package types, or just understanding the equipment proximity rules. When a worker arrives ready to contribute in 30 minutes instead of 2 hours, that's measurable value.
It's worth noting that the source material specifically pointed out one company, RSS Inc., that structures its entire model around these operational benchmarks. They prioritize rapid deployment and that shift continuity metric during both stable and high-pressure periods. This focus on objective operational performance seems to be the real game changer here.
Mm-hmm.
So if an agency masters those 7 benchmarks, they really stop being just a transactional vendor, right? They become a true operational partner. What are the measured benefits for the warehouse's bottom line?
The benefits are systemic. First and foremost, they reduce disruptive downtime. By eliminating those slow start mornings, the short-handed lines, the mid-shift disruptions, they ensure the production line runs at or near 100% capacity from start to finish. that daily consistency is invaluable.
And stabilizing quality, that has to prevent a whole wave of back-end costs.
Exactly. Workers who understand standards labeling, carton integrity, they drastically reduce costly errors. That means fewer returns, less rework, and fewer customer complaints.
And that immediately impacts brand reputation.
And the true cost of inventory handling.
But the benefit I found most powerful in the sources is the liberation of management time. They improve supervisor efficiency.
This is so often overlooked. The sources estimate that in an inconsistent staffing environment, a supervisor can spend 10 to 15 hours every week just in reactive labor management.
Chasing no-shows, retraining.
Chasing no-shows, troubleshooting, poor performance, constantly retraining. When a high-performing agency handles that proactively, the supervisor is freed up to focus on strategic work, on process improvement.
On making the facility better.
Exactly. That's a massive return on investment.
And that stability allows for better planning overall.
Correct. Accurate, proactive communication from the partner strengthens labor forecasting. Operators can plan shifts with confidence. And finally, that adherence to safety protocols. It significantly reduces safety incidents, preventing expensive accidents and unnecessary equipment downtime.
Let's talk about the stress test. Where do we see a small staffing failure lead to a complete operational collapse? Where does this benchmark framework prove its value most dramatically?
It's when the environment hits maximum volatility. That's the moment of truth.
So peak season.
Peak season, for sure. The massive immediate scalability required for promotional surges. We also see major vulnerability during, say, inbound trailer congestion when receiving teams just get instantly overloaded.
You mentioned an absence cluster earlier, that sudden mass loss of staff.
Yes, an unexpected absence cluster. Maybe a single minor weather event affects the commute for dozens of workers, and poof, a quarter of your scheduled team is gone. And we have to talk about reverse logistics handling customer returns. That is complex, detail-oriented work. A volume spike triggered by returns can easily overwhelm an untrained team.
And equipment bottlenecks are a constant threat.
Absolutely. If you suddenly need 5 certified reach truck operators and your agency can only provide general pickers, the entire workflow just grinds to a halt.
So if the volatility is this extreme, why do so many traditional staffing firms fall short when you mirror them against these benchmarks?
It really comes down to structural gaps and a lack of specialization. Most agencies are generalists.
Right, they do everything.
They spread their focus across retail, hospitality, clerical. They simply aren't engineered for the specialized demands of a distribution environment.
So they lack the specific filters needed to vet the right candidate from the start.
Precisely. This leads to limited screening for warehouse aptitude. They fail to assess crucial traits, comfort with repetitive work, the ability to maintain speed or accuracy under pressure. They might send someone who is physically able, but just mentally unprepared for a high-speed packing line.
And we keep coming back to those communication gaps.
That's the weak link. They have insufficient early communication, which is why late arrivals and no-shows are so common. And critically, generalist agencies often lack the structure for a consistent presence during high-volume periods.
What do you mean by presence?
Warehouses need partners who are active and communicative at the shift start, which might be 4 a.m. If the agency staff isn't prepared to work alongside the warehouse during these critical transitions, they just don't have the rapid deployment capabilities needed to respond to unexpected gaps in real time. That follow-through is everything. #outro.
So this shift in focus from hourly rate to measurable operational impact, that is the single biggest takeaway from the sources. Choosing the best partner requires evaluating those 7 crucial operational indicators, focusing entirely on communication discipline, surge readiness, and shift continuity.
Not just marketing promises.
Not just marketing promises.
The final conclusion is pretty undeniable. The best warehouse staffing agency is the one that consistently meets the warehouse productivity benchmark framework. Their value isn't found in their price list. It's found in the reliability and stability they inject into your operational rhythm.
Strengthening your production under pressure.
Exactly.
The sources make it clear that instability costs operators far, far more than any slight difference in hourly rates.